Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action!
Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out a scene from the 1987 film Dirty Dancing, featuring Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey. But women love this movie. It's just so romantic. It's so fiery. Am I wrong?
It's really something. It's a story of love, lust, abortion, dancing, all of it.
All combined in 1 hour and a half film or what have you.
With a little bow on top.
Now, yesterday on the show, for our segment Mooster Piece Theater, Breezy and I took a clip. We took a scene from the movie and we acted it out. If you missed it, take a listen. This is from yesterday's show. There's a lot of things about me that aren't what you thought, Daddy, but if you love me, you have to love all the things about me. But I love you, and I'm sorry I let you down. I'm sorry, Daddy. I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me, because I've learned to forgive myself. Oh my
God. I need time. I need time. I'm upset. I'm angry. But I need time, damn it. You can't just spread your legs the whole... What? For the whole world. And not Daddy, damn it.
I said I was sorry! Cut, right?
No, I'm so good.
I think we absolutely crushed
it. We crushed.
Now,
we always do, though.
We sure do. Here's the synopsis of the film. So, baby Jennifer Grey is one listless summer away from the Peace Corps, hoping to enjoy her youth while it lasts. And she's disappointed when her summer plans deposit her at a sleepy resort in the Catskills with her parents. Her luck turns around, however, when the resort's dance instructor, Johnny, played by Patrick Swayze, enlists Baby as his new partner, and the two fall deeply in love. Baby's father forbids her from seeing Johnny, but she's determined to help perform the last big dance of the summer. Rotten Tomatoes scored the 72%. Not many people know this, but when these two were making this film,
yeah,
they despised each other.
Really?
Hated each other's guts.
And then I read that, what's his face? Patrick Swayze, like, broke his leg mid-filming, too.
Yes.
So tough. Why did they hate each other so much?
I don't know. It was ego. She couldn't stand him. He gave her the ick. So every time they yelled cut, there was this huge blowout. She would leave the room. They'd come back. They still did a good job of pretending and acting like they loved each other.
For sure.
But she says it was the most painful work she's ever had to do.
Oh, I hate that. And that, it's crazy because that's the instance for a lot of these on-set cast members and co-stars.
Yeah.
Think about Don't Worry, Darling. Ooh-wee. They'd stop filming halfway through because they had a blowout.
Or what was the one that we performed during Halloween or whenever it was with Jack Nicholson? The Shining?
Mm-hmm.
That's another perfect example.
Well, I would hate filming that with anybody too, because it's just like so dull.
It's very heavy. The question that we need to ask is, did this movie hold up?
Someone held someone up.
They sure did. Hey!
Ew.
Oh, not bad, Breezy. Not bad.
I don't know. Listen, our coworker, Duffy down the hall, his kid takes ballroom dancing. So that's really all I could think of like, does this hold up? I know people are still dancing and taking lessons, but normally it's more hip hop. And the whole idea of summer camp. Oh, yeah. People still do that.
They still do that. Yeah.
Still do that.
And, you know, I don't think today, though, that a lot of the, I don't know. You guys tell me, do these dance instructors fall in love with their students? I feel like that would definitely be frowned upon.
I agree.
Okay, so the movie didn't hold up. Breezy, did you have a favorite character in the movie?
No, I do think it held up. I do. I mean, it was a little old, but listen, I liked Penny.
No, hey, she's good.
She's kind of a, you know, she's a cool cat.
People are texting in. This was one of my favorite movies.
I felt like,
what is it? A rom-com? It's not a comedy. No, it's not a comedy. It's a love story.
No.
It's a love story.
I don't even know what the exact genre would be, but it's a classic. You know what I mean? And I don't know if it's a classic. You know how there's some movies where there's just one scene that holds it the whole way? I think that's kind of it.
This is
the
it.
The ending scene?
Yeah.
You have to watch the whole movie to get to the ending scene that everybody's reenacted 100 times over.
Right. And for some of you that don't even know Dirty Dancing, it could be explained in this one thing. Is she runs towards him.
The final scene,
and he picks her up. Or what's the song?
The Lift. And I,
oh, yeah.
And the time of my life.
And they perform this in God, where was it? Crazy Stupid Love.
Yes.
Never felt this way before.
Oh, this isn't.
For my dream. No.
David Cook. Nobody cares about that.
Oh, gosh.
Great song, though. Who is your least favorite character in the entire movie?
I don't know. Baby did kind of annoy me a little bit.
Baby annoyed you?
I didn't love the main character. I just feel like justice for Penny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She got pregnant. She got hurt. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
No, justice for Penny.
My favorite character was the dad in the movie.
Really?
I thought, yeah.
Strong, kind of hard ass.
Strong character.
Yeah.
Favorite scene in the whole thing. It must have been where they were making ceramics together, right? All the clay was wet.
I didn't see that scene. I think you're confusing that scene for... It wasn't in the movie.
Come on.
I swear.
Well,
I didn't see that scene.
Oh, I'm thinking of the movie Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg.
That's not it. You've been talking about it for the past 2 days,
I really
too.
Have. I'm confusing the two.
Yeah. I'm like,
oh,
I was looking out for the scene, too. I was like, it didn't come. Never came. Maybe it's Dirty Dancing 2. I don't know.
Yeah, good.
No, and I almost watched the new one on accident. There's a new Dirty Dancing. They remade it in 2019.
Oh,
it's
okay.
On Hulu.
Yeah, don't care to watch that.
No, I was like, oh, this is not the right one. I don't know. I think it's classic to say The Lift.
Okay, the lift scene. That
obviously.
Is definitely the favorite scene. My cousin and his wife performed this at their wedding.
You said that.
Yeah.
It's so
it was
nuts.
Very interesting to watch.
He ripped his pants.
They did a whole wardrobe change. She got out of her dress. Everybody had to gather around. It was kind of a thing.
It was kind of a
best throwback moment for Dirty Dancing, Breeze.
Oh, wow. I mean, listen, the scenery as a whole was something to really write home about. The whole ballroom, you could tell by those drapes. Ooh-wee, was it old. Ugh.
It was old.
I just think the scenery of it was so throwbacky.
Total 80s film.
Of course.
Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what would you score Dirty Dancing, the 1987 hit starring Patrick Swayze and our girl... Jennifer Grey.
I'm giving Dirty Dancing a 3-2. Pretty good. Not bad.
Honestly, I was going to go with a 3. So.
Oh, good.
That kind of reached my expectations.
Wow, great.
Yeah, you went above and beyond.
I feel great about that.
Yeah, out of all the... Because you've done so many movie reviews.
Yeah.
In the last year, we've been doing them together. Favorite movie?
Crazy Stupid Love.
That was your... Oh, yeah, you gave that a 5. That was last week, right?
Yep. Fresh on the mind.
All right. Join us next week while Breezy reviews Crazy Stupid Love. We're going to do it all over again in Pink Sweat.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.